Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another live edition of the Highbury Squad. It's a lockdown series, volume 2, episode 40. This is the Lone Rangers. Well, he's looking dapper tonight. It is Dicky Bow Thursday. Welcome back to the show, Super Kev and Campbell.
Oh!
You've been busy today.
Very, very, very busy day, but a good day. Really good day.
The Toffees won. You wore your blue Dicky Bow as well. You were covering the game for TV. Mm-hmm. That last-minute goal, Kev, looked onside to me for West Brom.
It was very tight. But that VAR, you know, listen, we've seen VAR tonight get one of them wrong at Craven Cottage.
Yeah.
Which was a disgrace, by the way. And listen, that one could have gone either way, couldn't it? You know.
Yeah. And then Timo Werner just won now as well, right? I mean, fine margins and stuff. Well, look, this show is brought to you by Football Prizes. Remember, go to footballprizes.co.uk where you can get all your finest Arsenal memorabilia and collectibles. And remember, this could be you. This is our listener, Jags, who was the winner of the Arsene Wenger pennant last week. How fantastic is that? Was it the week before? Anyway, he's the winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's Jags right there. Brilliant stuff. Make sure to get, I think they're sold out on tickets for Tierney, you guys, for this signed shirt. But we're going to be giving away a free ticket at the end of the show tonight. So you're going to want to make sure that you keep your ears peeled for that one. Good morning to all the squaddies. Listen, Barry, all the squaddies are winners as far as we're concerned. Good evening, Matty K. And hi, Taib. Hey, FIFA boy Darren, good to see you back in chat. Yeah, we hope that you are well.
Dazza, how you doing, man?
Hello, George. Hello, Mr. PKA. That is quite the Dicky Bow. I mean, he looks GQ. He's ready for the photo shoot. What can I say?
Listen, I'm ready for you tonight. So come on.
I'm too casual, man. I'm too casual. No, I feel underdressed now.
Sometimes we've got to make a little effort. And I've made the effort for both of us tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look really good. And that energy is just bursting through the screen. Right, KC, I'm going to get straight into this. I have something prepared for you this evening.
Let's go.
And this is the Lone Rangers episode. So we're going to look at all of our players who are out on loan and the players that we have on loan at the club. And we're going to discuss who we should keep, who we should sell. If we do sell, what kind of money could we get for them? And then the other thing is, are we really going to have that money for Arteta to reinvest? We're living in tricky times, Kevin. It's not guaranteed.
At the end, we're going to have a discussion after all this.
Yes. All right. Okay. So here's my first Lone Ranger for you. I'm going to start with Mr. Dinos Mavropanos right here, who is currently honing his craft. He was at Nuremberg last season, Kev, as we know. And this season he is at Stuttgart. He's doing really well. He's a fan favourite. He's been given great reviews by the press and the media. People really like him there. He's done pretty well. He's got 12 appearances. His rating is a 7.16, I believe. And he's had one man of the match as well. And his rating's actually a 7.04. These ratings are brought to you by Who Scored, by the way. He's played 815 minutes. He's had 4 yellow cards. And his passing percentage is 77.7. What are your thoughts on Dinos? Do we keep him? Does he come back? Do we give him a chance? Is he one that you would keep, or do you cash in while his stock is high in Germany?
I think they're going to cash in, if I'm honest, solely because of what they've invested in Saliba. You know, Saliba, he's not even hit the squad yet. Let's be honest. He's away. I'm not sure we're going to get to him down the line, but the investment in Saliba, who they're saying, you know, he's the next big thing, we haven't even seen him yet. So So, you know, we're kind of stacked with centre halves. Although Mavropanos is young, Holding's got a new contract. David Luiz will probably get a 1 year just to tick things over. You got Pablo Mari who signed. You got Gabriel. And then you got Saliba, who's away. So Mavropanos, what is he, the six? I can't see it. So if we could get money for him, I think we'd get money.
How much do you think we could fetch for someone like Mavropanos?
I think if somebody offered 10 to 15 10? Million. Yeah, 10 to 15 million, you say, okay, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, to me, he seems like one of those players. We have seen him, but I think when he came to Arsenal, when he was chosen and selected, he wasn't quite ready yet.
He weren't ready. Yeah, he weren't ready.
You know, but we had so many injuries that he was thrown into the fire, really. When I met him here in the LA tour, lovely boy, Kevin. Mm. Great attitude, you know, lovely character. We talked about Greek food, which was fun. You could tell he and Socrates were close, of course, being Greek. And I just thought that Mavropanos had this really nice way about him. Most of the Arsenal players did, to be fair. So it's good to see him doing well. And I have a tendency to agree. There's something about him. I think he's versatile. He's very good aerially as well, Kevin. He's got a lot of power and he's got that height too. And again, he's done well in Germany. So we shall see. A lot of people in chat want us to maybe give him a chance. And then there are others that think that we should cash in.
So can we ask them then? Who does he drop?
It's a tough one. You brought it up. I mean, you're saying he's sixth in line to the centre-back throne.
At the moment, yeah. So but who gets dropped so he gets a chance?
Also, if it's going to be a case of money and we're going to get onto this one next, you know, it could be a case of, you know, we sold Emi. I think everyone at the club loved Emi and wanted to keep Emi. But when you can get 25 million for a goalkeeper who hasn't started in so long and just had that run up to the FA Cup and in the Premier League because of Leno's injury, that's the kind of money that you have to take. So it's a good question. Let's see what it's a difficult question. Mr. PKA, Megalos Gostas, that means big Gosta, will make a good squad player. My Greek half is a little biased, though. Me too. Maybe I think we're very tribal, aren't we, when it comes to our players as well. You want to see Greek players. We want to see Greek players do well in the league.
Of course you do.
And look, it was historical for Socrates because he was part of the FA Cup winning team. There's no Greek player that has ever won the FA Cup, Kevin. So that was a really monumental moment for him as well. Bernadette is saying sixth choice. He's not going to make it. If an offer comes in, we take it. Barry says Mavropanos over Mari. Maybe loan one more year and then replace Mari. I'm on the side of keep him out on loan for maybe one more season or at least half a season.
Do we know how long his contract is?
That's a good question. I think he signed till next year, but someone will check. I'm sure one of the squaddies will correct us. So
let's say he's got a year or 2 years left. Him going on loan makes no sense.
Yeah.
When you could get the money in for him and strengthen somewhere else.
It might be 2 years. I'm going to check on that one, Kev. It's a good question. You're right. What's the point in keeping
even if he has 2 years,
still not worth it.
You send him on loan for a year and that diminishes his value.
Yes. That director of football, Kevin Campbell, coming out here is going to teach us the business when it's hot to sell and when you keep. Right, let's move on to our two more years, 2023, I think. No, 2023, Newman is saying. Stefan, I'm not sure that's right. Anyway, we'll double check it. Right. Let's go to the next player, I think, who rolls on from this one, Kev. Mm-hmm. The $64 million question.
He stays all day long. He stays all day long. All day long. Big, strong, quick. Yeah, needs to bed himself into the football club. Of course he does. But you don't have that resume that he has and you don't invest that money in him without giving him a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep saying Gabriel needs a partner. Well, realistically, you're expecting this young man to come in at some stage and take that spot. I know Holding's probably got more experience than him at the moment, but the key for Arteta was he needs to go out and play football, and he's playing football. So when he gets back in the summer, you're expecting him to be, you know, in the mix-up.
Yeah. Osterman, that video was taken when he was really young, by the way. That's not a recent video.
Yeah,
video that came out. And if we were going to say that about all footballers, then Frank Lampard and Rio Ferdinand and a whole bunch of other players, you know, wouldn't have played for top clubs based on some bad behaviour off the pitch.
Sophie, I'm glad there was no camera phones when we were when we're out on the Tuesday club. I'm telling you, oh my God.
That's exactly what I was about to say, Kevin.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? This is the thing. I mean, there's no hiding for players anymore.
No.
Everything gets, everything, you know, comes, all the laundry comes out in the wash. Let's put it that way.
Saliba, hey, do you know what as well? Here's one for you, Sophie. What don't come out in the wash will come out in the rinse. I'm telling you.
I like that one. Let's just go. So Mavropanos is on loan at Stuttgart until the end of the season. Yes, he comes back and he'll have 2 years left. I thought so. Okay.
Right.
So, yes.
Again, so we're right. If he longed him out another year, then you're just decreasing his value.
Yes. Good evening to everyone in chat, all 180 of you so far. Hit that like button for us. This is the Lone Ranger episode. It's episode 40 of our lockdown series. William Saliba doing pretty well at Nice as well, Kevin. He's had 11 appearances. He's played 990 minutes. He's had one yellow card. His passing percentage is 89.7. Pretty good in the air. But his rating only comes out at 6.76.
Look, again, the ratings, you just don't know. Can you go with the ratings? I think what we've got to go with sometimes is we've got to go with minutes. And Mavropanos, great to see him getting minutes. And Saliba is getting minutes, football minutes in the first team. That's the key.
What do you think about this, Kev? It's a situation similar to Martinelli in terms of the manager deciding when a player is ready. Do you agree with Raul that he won't play until Arteta is there? Obviously, he's had his off-the-field issues.
Arteta is there. What does he mean by there? Sorry.
Well, he means that as long as Arteta's manager of Arsenal, Saliba, doesn't really have a chance to play under him, because he thinks he doesn't rate him.
Well, if he don't rate him, then he'll be sold.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell you this much, there is no way Arsenal invest in a young centre-half like him, size, speed, etc., without giving him a goal. What's the point?
Yeah, George, he's definitely better with his feet. He loves to dribble out of the back, for sure. But in the Premier League, you've got to be good in the air. You know, there's no doubt about that. Is there anything or any part of his game that you've seen so far, Kevin, that concerns you? Does it concern you that he can go to Liga and do really well and maybe it is a case of he's not ready to play, or was it more of a get your head sorted, go home, be comfortable, and then come back for the next season?
Yeah, I just think he was going through some difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there was issues because he was probably feeling a little bit sorry for himself, if I'm honest, because the team was struggling and he weren't even getting a look in. But again, Mikel Arteta probably thought he's young, he's not quite right. He's going to try and protect these youngsters.
Yeah.
So he's probably had a chat and, you know, the possibility came for him to go to France and play football. So a big difference could be, you know, that this 6 months that he's gone to France could be a massive difference in his career. So it really could be a big difference because, you know, if you get thrust in and it doesn't go your way, life can be really difficult. And we're talking about Arsenal here. And let's be honest, our fans are unforgiving. Mm-hmm. Our fans are unforgiving. Because you make a few mistakes and they all say, Sophie, stick him in. I'd rather him make mistakes in there. But the moment you start making the mistakes, you know, string him up, he's useless. But that's, you know, it's
difficult. We've become very unforgiving and very impatient as fans. And, you know, we have a lot of young players coming through and some are more forgiven than others, right? Saka and ESR are always going to get the benefit of the doubt being homegrown players. We just, you know, I think at the end of the day, hopefully, here's the scoop. Saliba has huge potential. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. He and Fofana, you know, really shone in Liga. And I think and I hope that he can do for us what Fofana has done at Leicester City. He's been injured, of course, over the last few games.
Sophie, I hope he does more. What are you talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Because you know what, Sophie? Do you know what, Sophie? Fofana's a decent player. This guy was the outstanding youngster. Outstanding defender. Yeah,
he was the star of the two. There's no doubt about that.
He's the star of the two. He's bigger, stronger, quicker. I want him being dominant in both boxes. I want him scoring at least 5-6 goals a season with his size. You know what I mean? So we want more from him.
I agree. Well, Mike, he's probably got tons of sharp-looking gear. I'm sure... Who knows? He likes wearing blue when he's outside Goodison Park. So, and remember, Kevin never lets you know where he gets his swag from. Anik, you mentioned Gwen.
By the way, no, it wasn't, Mike.
Anik, you mentioned Guendouzi. We're gonna get to him as well in just a second. Right, here we go with our next Lone Ranger. I think we're going to make this one easy, Kev, because this is Matty Ryan. We need goalkeepers. He came, obviously... kind of an emergency signing, if you like, really, after Runnison's poor performance in the League Cup. Do you think we're going to be shopping for another goalkeeper this summer? Does he stay? He had a great game when he had to come on, did well in his first game. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't help him. His first minute playing for Arsenal, he was picking the ball out the back of the net. What do you think?
I think it surprised us. Didn't it? It surprised all of us when Arsenal made the move to get Matt Ryan. And I think everybody was pretty happy with it, to be honest. Premiership proven goalkeeper. I think you've got to keep him. 100% you keep him. And I don't think money or the contract's going to be a problem to keep Matt Ryan. And I think he's going to be more than okay.
Yeah, I agree. And the majority of our squaddies say the same. No brainer. On Matt Ryan. I agree with you. He's got the experience, you know, and he seems to me like an Emi Martinez a little bit. He's got that command. He's very commanding, isn't he? He's not bad with his feet either. He's a great shot stopper as well. Okay, let's move on to who we got next.
Well said, Bernadette. Side Ryan, a no-brainer. There you go.
Let's see. Where is she? Keep him. He's a gooner. We buy a third keeper to compete with Leno. Keep and sign him. Do it. Definitely keep. Yeah. Keep him. Yeah, he's a gooner. Yes. I think it's nice when they support the club too. You know, there's something to be said about that. Does it matter? No. If you're great and you do a good job, it doesn't matter if you support the club as long as you love playing for the Arsenal and you dig your job. Right. Our next Lone Ranger. This is where it gets a little bit complicated and a little tough. Joe Willock. Again, pulls out the heartstrings a little bit, doesn't it, Kev? Because of the fact that he's a homegrown player. He has played this season, I believe. He had four appearances in the Europa League, four in the Premier League. Actually, seven appearances, four are now for Newcastle. He's played 349 minutes total. 235 of those have been for the Arsenal. His passing percentage when he's played is 92.7, and his rating is a 7.49. Those aren't bad digits and stats, but stats don't always mean and translate, do they? And there's something not quite right, or Arteta maybe not sold on Willock. I'll put the comments up as you're giving your feedback.
Yeah, look, I just think experience. That's what the problem has been with a lot of our youngsters is experience. Is being in the engine room for Arsenal Football Club, you can learn on the job, but it's going to be very difficult. Because you see the likes of Saka and Smith Rowe take to it like a duck to water. They're already going in, they're making a massive difference. The likes of Willock, can make a difference at times in the Europa League, but in the Premier League, he hasn't really done it, if you know what I mean. Things are more difficult. Players are better in the Premier League. So he needed to go out on loan. Let's see how he does in the 6 months. He's going to be out on loan. He scored one goal. He's in a struggling team. But that's what we're going to see. We're going to see how good he is, because they're going to need him to step up.
It seemed though, Casey, kind of, it was that, and you know, typical goes to Newcastle, his very first game for Newcastle, he bags a goal, and Newcastle have just been struggling lately, haven't they? And we're going to get to another player who's gone to a team who are really struggling, and it looks like your old team might not make it this time. They may not have the great escape.
Yeah.
So someone was saying he'd be a good understudy to Thomas Partey. That is a massive downgrade for me, Kevin. Like going from Partey to Willock.
find that. I want to shout him out.
Let me see where it is.
Who?
Here we go. Divian. There we go. There it is. Let Divian, rip, Kev.
Listen, Divian. Let me tell you something. Willock is a decent player. He's nowhere near Thomas Partey. Nowhere near. And I think Willock, if he has a good rest of the season, I truly believe one of two things could happen, Sophie. It's either he goes out on loan again,
mm-hmm.
or the club cash in on him.
I don't
think he will be part of that Arsenal squad to start or anything next season. I think because he'd have tasted playing. He needs to play.
Yeah. I just don't. There's certain players that, and, you know, players.
get that back up. Mike, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, Mike. What's going on? I know you're saying you'd rather Callum Chambers. I don't rather any of them being understudied to Thomas Partey, because they're not good enough.
No, they're not. I mean, you have to be thinking about something completely different, because here's the scoop. There are players like, you know, Chambers, who've been at the club for so long. Jenkinson, similarly, right? Elneny, similarly. You got Willock, you got Reece Nelson, you got Maitland-Niles. Obviously, Reece isn't on loan, but you look at these players, Kev, and some of them have really been given their opportunity. And you can tell me, as an ex-player too, after a while, you just know, don't you, that they're just not good enough to play for the Arsenal. They might be good for Newcastle and West Brom, but if we want to get back up the top of that Premier League and compete again, let alone win the damn thing again, it's just not good enough.
Sophie, the issue at Arsenal, and I keep saying it, when you play, being on the outside of Arsenal, you think everything's easy.
Mm-hmm.
When you are at Arsenal, the badge is heavy. That badge weighs a ton, because look at all the players that have played before you. Yeah, some of the game's best players, some of the Premier League's best players have preceded you. So when you do get your chance, Sophie, my God, you have to take it.
Yeah, there's no time.
There's no messing around. And and what I mean by take it sometimes, Sophie, is you may not be ripping it up, but you have to show enough that they're willing to give you another go.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? You have to show something. You can't just go drift through the games and not be that guy. You have to show something.
You do. And this is why I want to put Al Karp and Terry's comments up. We keep ESR and Saka and get rid of the rest. Then there's another generation coming through. Obviously, Aziz. We don't know what's going to happen with Balogun. And Moller seems like a really special kind of player. But again, he's unproven. He's not played yet, Kev. We don't know. We just don't know.
Again, naming these guys, they're kids.
Yeah.
We're only going to find out further down the line.
Exactly. But here's
the problem, Sophie. You mentioned it before. If we're looking to challenge there,
mm-hmm.
these kids can't be coming. All of these kids can't be coming and learning on the job. No.
No, they can't.
They have to go out on loan.
And I think the standard is completely different now, Kev, because like Terry says, Saka and ESR, they're so good. They're really good players. And it makes the others look more average, doesn't it? It kind of illustrates and shows you that. And Bernadette says, I'm with Sophie. Most of the players out on loan just aren't going to make it at the Arsenal ESR. Everyone is saying this. ESR and Saka have kind of raised the bar for these young players. Saka took his chance with both feet. I like that one.
Hands and feet. Yeah, you're right.
And I think this is really important. Kev has said many times on this show that Arsenal Football Club need to be ruthless. There is no sentiment in football. We love these guys. That picture of them with the FA Cup, the Haylen boys, was brilliant. Beautiful. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, right? But, Kev, I agree with Mr. PKA here. We've got to move on and sentiment has to just go out the window.
Mm-hmm. Right. Look, there's got to be a ruthless streak if we want to get up to the top. And
yes.
Haylen boys or not, if you're not good enough, sorry, you're going to have to go.
Yep. Avon says, Willock, Eddie, Nelson have had their chance to prove themselves. Sell on and give the next kids a go and sell those who don't rip the jersey off a starter. True. I mean, you were chomping at the bit to get multiple players out of that squad, Kev, when you were coming through at the Arsenal. And you had those hungry eyes.
Listen, after broke the neck. Sophie, look, just imagine. So when I was coming through, you had Charlie Nicholas. You had Alan Smith came in, Paul Merson, Niall Quinn, Martin Hayes, who could play up there. So I was number six. Coming through hungry. But I had to go out on loan twice because all of those players are vying for two spots in the team.
Yeah. And back then, rotation wasn't really a big thing, was it, Kev?
No, it weren't. Listen.
Made it tougher, even tougher.
Sophie, I bite, scratch, eat. I broke the neck. I had to do everything to get in that team because it meant that much to me. So,
yeah,
I broke the neck, man.
I can see that picture. There's a picture I'm going to post on our Instagram account. Your eyes look like you.
At 15, I'm
look
like.
Look at those eyes. You still got them.
I'm 15
Tell me you're
years
not scared
old.
Of that. Tell me you're not scared of that.
15 years old I am. Come on. Hungry.
Was Perry there too then, Kev? Mike's asking.
Grovesy.
Yeah, and Grovesy, yeah.
Because Grovesy got brought in as well. So seventh.
Crazy. And you still did it. I mean, it just shows you what it takes. And I do believe it's still tough to play football at the highest level, especially for a team like Arsenal. But I think my point about non-rotation squads back then, poof, that was tough stuff. All right, 200 plus of you in live chat right now. Hit that like button. If this is your first time here, we just...
Welcome you. We welcome you.
You were a squaddy virgin, but we've broken you in. And... subscribe, like us, love us, and if you don't, tell us why. We will still be friends.
Hey,
right.
If you don't like us, subscribe anyway and like us anyway, right? I've got the dicky bow on. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, this is going to be another T-shirt we're going to have to make.
Yes, George, rock the neck, rock it.
All right, so here's our next one. Whew. We'll stick with the theme of the homegrown players. Now, to me, I think we made a mistake not getting the 20 from Wolves this summer, Kev. However, with that said, Maitland-Niles, I've said to you many times, I fancied as a Phil Neville in our squad. Can do a little bit of everything, a hybrid player. But it felt like this season, he wasn't really given his chance. And I was always afraid he'd be the jack of all trades and master of none. He's had... 5 appearances in the Europa League, played 423 minutes. 6 appearances for Arsenal in the Premier League, 486 minutes. Obviously, now he's at West Brom. His percentage average of passing in the Europa League was 88.7, 78.1 in the league. His rating is 7.07 in Europe, 6.44 in the Premier League. I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, he's had one assist as well, by the way, which depends on what position he's playing in, right? But I still think that if we decided to sell him, Kev, we could get 20 million because of the fact that he's a British player. In if he stays in the Premier League, the UK market will demand that kind of fee. I mean, when you look at, you know, the money people are talking about for some other players, you've got to say to yourself, at least with Maitland-Niles, you can get 20 million. Do you sell or keep Maitland-Niles? What do you do with him?
Sell him. You sell him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be a jack of all trades. He wants to play midfield.
Isn't he made a mistake, Kev, going to West Brom, do you think? Demanding that position, to play in that position. Or he has every right to do that. Maybe I'm being harsh.
He wants to play. When you come through the ranks and you've played midfield most of your career, the fact of the matter is he's got a gift that he can play multiple positions. But you want to be recognized to be midfield, center. That's where he feels most comfortable. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact of the matter is he obviously doesn't feel as comfortable as we would like him to be in some of the fullback positions, although he's done decent jobs there, especially in the FA Cup run back end of last season. He was awesome. But he wants to play centre midfield. And I don't think the manager was a midfielder, so he definitely knows. He doesn't trust him in the midfield.
He doesn't trust him. Well, I think this season he didn't really trust him anywhere. I mean,
he's played in fullbacks. And listen, we saw him play at fullback and we saw him do well and we saw him do really bad. He put him in midfield in the Europa League and he done really well in one of those games at the Emirates. And you said, you know, I really like to see him get a chance in midfield. But he's, you know,
I think
next minute he's completely out of the squad. So something's going on in the background.
I think Complex Theory here, nice name, by the way. His performance the last few performances have been inconsistent for me, but he isn't playing regularly enough. And this is where I feel for him a little bit, because we kind of slate him for having inconsistency, but yet he's not being played consistently. Look what happened to Pepe, right? He gets 5-6 games of a run in the team, and look at his form. He's flying. Now, I'm not comparing their talent, because Pepe's a lot more talented.
Mm. Well, listen, hold on a minute. Pepe's form has changed, not because he's got a little run in the team.
Oh, because of
not only because who's playing with him, but Pepe has been doing the work on the training ground. That is when the penny drops, because you can't just think you could turn up all the time and it will just happen. You've got to be putting that work in on the training ground. And he's been putting the work in on the training ground. And have you noticed, he started getting joy on the left-hand side as opposed to being on the right. And then against Leicester, he got joy on the right and the left. Him and William were switching. So, So again, he's putting the work in on the training ground and he's getting the just rewards, which is brilliant.
Kev, you know how we were talking about everyone was lauding him. You know, when he was approaching to take that penalty, was it against Liverpool, the penalty? I can't remember who were we playing, you guys? Come on, squaddies, help me out. And he was just literally like he was walking into the club. The dude was so smooth and so chill. He was so horizontal, right? And everyone was like shitting bricks because they thought, oh my God, he's going to miss it. But that's his vibe. Is that who he is in training, do you think? Remember, like Arteta, Emery, Freddie, Ozil's a lazy trainer, right? Some players are lazy. You saw what Mourinho did to Dele Alli.
Yeah, but you know what? It don't matter if that's your persona. That's all right. Mm-hmm. But you see, when you get on the training pitch and we're doing high tempo, high intensity. And this is the problem with Maitland-Niles, because he's a laid back character. Mm-hmm. There's no place for it.
Yeah.
Because you need it here and here. Go, go, go. And when you're chill, 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 it don't work. Because that will hurt the team.
Yeah, there's something that wasn't quite clicking with Arteta and Gunner Forever. His arrogance is his downfall. The guy's immensely talented. He could be a world-class wing-back, but he wants to be an average midfielder. Very well put, I think. Hey, taking no prisoners there. Ruthless Gunner Forever right there, Kevin. Just the way you like it.
He's got a point. And do you know what? So and this is the truth. If I'm Maitland Niles, yeah, I'm a midfielder. But do you know what? I look at the right side. I look at right back and I look at Bellerin and I say, I'm better than him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'll prove it.
Yeah. And he was. And he played quite well with Pepe as well when he was on the
right.
But
that's what we're saying. That's what I'm saying. So I'll be like, I'm playing for the Arsenal. And I could start. I'd be a starter at Arsenal. I'm going to make that right back
spot
my own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Completely agree with you. Okay. That brings us to a very controversial figure. Everyone knew this one was coming. Get ready, you guys. I might not be able to keep up with your chat comments on this one. Matteo Guendouzi. You want to talk about attitude problems. Maitland-Niles seems like an easy, breezy player to manage compared to this one, Kevin. Mm-hmm. He's playing, I say that loosely. He started off pretty well at Hertha Berlin. He's got a total appearances of 18, played 1,384 minutes, scored 2 goals, doesn't have any assists. He's had 3 yellow cards. His passing percentage is 87.2, and his overall player rating is 6.73. And I'd like to point out, actually, that Kostandinos Mavrobanos has been man of the match once in Bundesliga, and also Matteo Guendouzi has also been a man of the match. Has his market value gone down? And firstly, do you sell him?
I just think he's got some growing up to do. And I think it was Newman who said immature.
Mm.
Look, when a manager comes in, whether he's an experienced manager or a young manager, doesn't matter. If he's your manager and he tells you run through that wall, you run through it. Because it's all part of the culture now. But he didn't want to hear. He didn't want to listen. And the olive branch was put out at the start of this season. He didn't want it. That's why he's on loan. And you know what? Somebody like him in the dressing room, if you can't toe the line, you've got to go. Finally, the ship is turned now. And we got to go. We got to go one way. We can't have controversial figures in the dressing room. We can't have people who's going to cause problems. That's just going to cause so much hindrance for the squad. If he can't toe the line, like he can't, he's got to go. And is his value diminished? I don't really think so. I think he's young enough and talented enough. But he's the only one who hurts his value because he can't keep that shot.
And this is what Avon's saying. He has a really bad feeling. No one's going to want him. Someone's going to buy him. But the question is, will a Premier League club buy him? Not sure. That's where we'd get the most value, I think.
It won't be Premier League. No. Well, think about it, Sophie. If he's been problems in your house, why do I want him in my club?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people are writing too. Thank you for joining us as well, Michael. He reminds me of Kolasinac, Mustafi Ozil. These are the players he looked up to. Jog on. And a few people have written that he was part of the clique, Kevin, and that you just said too, you know, attitude is everything. And we're clearing the decks at Arsenal.
Was the prospect. He was their prospect.
He was. And you saw the love in when Ozil and him on Twitter and stuff. It was really quite Sophie, dodgy, wasn't it? Yeah. What do you think we could...
Arteta would look at that and go...
What do you think we could get for him, you guys? Let us know in chat as well. But Kevin, what do you think a player like him can fetch? There was a time before the Brighton game where he grabbed Mopé by the neck and started bragging about how much money he was earning versus the Brighton players. What I thought his stock would be high at that point. You know, there were top teams that were looking at him thinking, aye. But then obviously the bad attitude kicked in and everything. I thought he could easily be a 20, 25 million pound player. Mm. I'm not sure now. I'm not sure.
Give me 15.
Would you take 15? Nadine, 100%. I think you've overpriced. I don't know if you'd get 20 now for him. I don't think
you'd get 20. But if you give me 15, Thank you very much.
Taib, £1. I'll take him for a Big Mac and fry. Give him away for a Big Mac and fry. This one, two Red Bulls.
Chuck a milkshake in as well, so for you.
Listen, it's your fault, Kevin. You told them to be ruthless and they're being ruthless.
No, but listen, at the bottom line of it is, I'm saying, I think his value is, if we can get as close to 15 million as we can, great. Yeah. If Barry Byrne, you're right. If you give me 10 million, that money's going to be used somewhere else. So
in a COVID market, it's a really good point. Everything changes. Is that the wrestling guy? Yeah, Vince McMahon. Yeah, he's got some problems. He's got some anger issues, doesn't he? Right, 20 million, says JS. We're going to need to add a little bit more cash, Alcop, in order to get Basuma. And yeah, he is. He's with us until 2023 when his contract ends. So now is the time to cash in. Right. Listen, that game, Kevin.
Yep.
Oh, that was brilliant. For me, you know, we did a show, everyone. We did a show on a cult hero versus legend. And for me, Torreira is a cult hero because of that goal. Lucas Podolski became a cult hero and had a short spell at the Arsenal. For me, Torreira, that goal against Spurs, that shirt, that moment, oh my goodness, that was pretty, pretty special. Kevin, Lucas Torreira really hasn't had a great time. You're covering La Liga week in, week out, and he really hasn't had a good time at Atletico Madrid, has he? No. Hasn't really played. I think he's played 14 games. He scored one goal. He's got a yellow card. Total, though, 391 minutes. Hasn't featured too much. What are your thoughts on wee Lucas Torreira?
Obviously, loved that moment. Scoring the fourth goal was quite iconic moment. Probably the best moment in his Arsenal career. But he's I don't think he's settled. I don't think his wife settled.
No.
And family. Whenever that's the case, he's not going to stay.
So. Yeah. Midnight, it's true. And what Kevin's saying as well, sometimes you just can't force a square peg in a round hole as much as you like. You either adapt to life in London or you don't. This is what worried me about Saliba first, in terms of, did he love it in London? But then obviously he had, you know, an insurmountable loss in his life that you just don't get over in a heartbeat, especially as a 19-year-old young man. It's very difficult, Kevin, isn't it? I do think there was interest from Fiorentina earlier this year. He does want to go to Syria. Not a lot of money there right now, unless you're Juve, Inter, Milan. Who's going to pay 15 million for Lucas Torreira?
I think someone will. I think someone will pay 10 to 15 million for him. But you know what? The key is getting some money and getting him off the books, because it is a COVID window. It's going to be. So I think the important thing is, let's stock up the wallet. Let's stock the wallet with people who ain't going to play or not going to be a part of it. Get them out, get the wallet stacked up, and let's go from there.
James, welcome to the show. Good to hear from you. I think maybe pre-COVID we'd get that kind of money. I'm not sure you'll get 50 to 60. And maybe, you know, we're wrong.
Pre-COVID, 50 to 60 million.
20 million, I think, is steep. I'm not sure a team in Syria is going to pay that kind of money. Here's the scoop. He's not had a great time at Atletico Madrid either. So for me, his market value may have gone down a little bit, Kevin. And I'm not sure we could do this to him. We're not the kind of club that will force him to go to Brighton so we can make a deal with Basuma. Anyway. We can't do that.
Yeah. No, but we can't anyway, Sophie. Because if he wants to leave England, there's no way he's going to Brighton, is there?
No. What I'm saying is, we wouldn't do that to him, knowing he doesn't want to be in England. We're not the kind of club that would do that to a player. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, if we know he wants to leave England,
we ain't
going to try and shoehorn him. Well, you know what?
Listen, look,
just go down to Brighton.
So you've got me thinking ruthlessly, Mr. Campbell. Right. Mm-hmm.
Good.
So I'm thinking, listen, if I want to get Basuma and Torreira's worth 20.
Michael Turabian, you're right. 25 million for the pair. It might be the... Listen, we do the job lot there. Yeah, I'm telling you. We might not get more than that.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike thinks 15, 10 to 15. Outside of the UK, they're going to get a massively good return on investment. I agree. He's a lovely little player. Just didn't click for the Arsenal. 40 million for both, Mask Gunner's thinking, Guendouzi and Tyrone.
Hey, what are you doing there, Mask Gunner? What are you doing?
I could see a Turkish club pulling out some money for him. I could see that. And Michael's happy that you just said his name. So I love it. Right. You're listening to the Highbury Squad. It's the Lone Rangers, episode 40 in our lockdown series. 240 of you in live chat. Hit that like button. Tell us how much you are enjoying the show. Here we go. Now we get to this guy. He's got to go. It's Kolasinac.
He's already gone.
No, but he's still on loan, isn't he? I mean, yeah, I had to put him in the Lone Rangers.
His contract finishes at the end of the season.
Yes. We're not re-signing him.
No, so he's already gone. What are you talking about?
I had to put him in because if I didn't, everyone would say, you've forgotten Kolasinac.
You've forgotten Kolasinac. Yeah, no, he's a thank you. Well, thank you for coming to the club. You came as a free transfer, but thank you very much and on you go. Thank you.
Listen, Kevin, again, another iconic moment against Tottenham, mm-hmm. where he pulled out the flag. And I mean, it's the gift for that is just brilliant. But just got to go. He has to go and he will go. So I put him in, you guys, because he's part of the
housekeeping.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Super Kev. Thank you. All right, here we come to the players who are on loan at the Arsenal. We did Matty Ryan earlier because he's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. This is where we run into some pickles, you guys. This is where we run into a couple of pickles. Kev, mm-hmm. Danny Ceballos. Now, there was a stat, and I know my good mate James Johnston is listening right now, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. Is it true that Danny Ceballos only has 4 assists in the time he's played for the Arsenal?
Yeah, maybe. You might be right. You might be right there.
I was shocked by that. I'm like, I've got that wrong. I checked on the transfer market site, and I checked on who scored as well. And I'm like, that can't be right. That can't be right. He's had 30 appearances. He's played 1,112 minutes in the Premier League, 345 minutes in the Europa League. His passing average in the Premier League is 86.4. It's 93.3 in the Europa League. Everything slows down in Europe, and it's perfect for Danny's game. He's been man of the match twice in the Premier League, mm-hmm. and he has an average rating of 6.84 in league play and 6.56 Super Kev in Europe. This is a really tough one for me. Let's see. 4 assists is a lot for Ceballos, considering we've only scored 7 goals in the last 2 years. Ceballos won't pay 20. We won't pay 22 million. Don't keep him. Rather keep Odegaard. We're going to get to him as well. He's been bang average lately. I like the way he celebrates, but that's not worth 22 million. We need that money elsewhere. George says, let him go. James, thank you for checking on that for me. 4 assists only. You're correct. Kevin, that is poor.
Well, we haven't been great, have we? Let's be honest.
I know.
We haven't been great as a team and a club for quite a while. Obviously, Ceballos came in last season. He done well in the FA Cup, didn't he? He done well with Granit Xhaka in the centre midfield. And this is what was remarkable about that run. These players, Ceballos and Xhaka, will not be our first choice. But there they were in the FA Cup, beating the likes of Manchester City and beating the likes of Chelsea in the final. So if we upgrade that, these guys, you know, Could Danny Ceballos be a good squad player? I think he could, because there's certain times where you got to mix and match. But if you're going to go out there, all right, let's say you don't sign him. Who are you going to get for 20 million?
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to come in, be a squad player, and be as good on the ball with his passing, that's tame passing numbers? How could you panic on the ball with 86% and 93%? How could you panic?
That's a bit harsh. I don't think he panics on the ball. What he does too many spins.
Pirouettes.
Yeah.
He does pirouettes.
He loves to do that. He's a bit of a, you know, like when a goalkeeper embellishes a save.
Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very Hollywood. Very Hollywood. And I would put my stock in someone like Aziz too.
Again, let me stop you right there. Aziz, how old is Aziz?
He's young. He's a child.
He's played no games. We all want to push on next season. Aziz ain't the answer. Not yet.
But when at some not point...
Yet. No, but not. I'm saying not yet. Let him go out and get some minutes. Let him go out on loan.
Okay. All right. You're right. He's going to be 18, I think.
For next season. But,
yeah, you're right, Kevin. I think someone wrote to me on YouTube after someone wrote to us after our Kevin, when we were talking about Martinelli and stuff, Kevin, and they said, why do we always want to squeeze in these young players and push them when they haven't really been playing? Exactly what you were just saying. A few people on the YouTube channel after the show made those suggestions as well, Kevin.
And you know what, Sophie? I want the likes of Aziz and Martinelli and all these youngsters to come through. I really do. But I've got to be realistic, because it's all about timing, Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Willock is older than these guys, and he can't cut it yet.
Well, he's nowhere near that talent, though. Aziz is really talented.
No, I'm not. It's not the point I'm saying about anyone's really talented or not. What I'm saying, listen, all the boys are talented if you're at the Arsenal. Trust me. But what I'm saying is, the club, all of a sudden, where it's been here and youngsters are getting the opportunity to jump on the ship and do work, all of a sudden the ship's turned now and the ship's starting to move. These youngsters need to get experience.
Yeah, but I agree with Nadine as well that money's tight. And so I think I actually believe Arteta when he says that he and Edu have been working on summer. And
we're going to get to that at the end.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's squeeze this one in then. You guys know who's left. You all know who's left. Here he is. This guy. This fella. Now, a lot of Arsenal fans, you know, I was talking to my cousin Louis and he's like, I just don't see it. And I said, well, you're not looking deep enough, Louis. You're not looking hard enough. And I mentioned it to him, Kev, about what you said when you saw him play for Real Sociedad and you're covering La Liga and stuff. And I said, he does certain things that are so different because we haven't seen that for quite some time. And so I think he's a keeper for me. I think value-wise, I would keep him. And I'm going to put these comments up because clearly, Sophie, people love him.
Sophie, you've heard this saying before. Football is a simple game.
Yeah.
But it's made difficult by idiots or bad players. I'm telling you. Odegaard plays with a simplicity and an ease that is beyond his years, and he needs smart players with him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a smart player, you could link with him. I'm telling you. I don't think Real Madrid want to sell him, but I think if we keep going this season and he starts getting a real feel for the club, I think he'll want to join Arsenal.
I think he's going to play. As long as we're in the Europa League, I think he will start those games, Kev.
Well, I think the more him and Aubameyang play, and Saka and Pepe, I think you're going to start to see him shine a lot more, because it's about understanding. You've got to understand the players, and he hasn't been there long enough. And all of a sudden now, the team are starting to play a little bit better, so there's going to be more options.
Yeah. Someone wrote, and would you try, and a little bit like what we did with Danny, convince Zidane, because Zidane likes him a lot. He didn't want him to come on loan at all. Do you try and do another loan deal like we did with Danny?
Well, if we can, yeah, I'd say so. If we can, but I'd rather we try and do a deal and bring him in. Look, I've said it once and I'd say it again, Sophie.
No, JS.
We could never have enough quality players at that top end of the pitch. I still want Aouar. I still want him as well, because our squad isn't strong enough.
Well, look how Pep's built. Do you remember at the beginning of the season, everyone thought City were going to do nothing?
John Hill kidnap. Yeah, let's kidnap
him.
Yeah,
that was funny. Let's kidnap him.
We ain't going to brock his neck. We're going to kidnap him and keep him, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. I put it up on screen just a minute ago. The great thing about City is they've done all this really without De Bruyne. That run they went on mostly was done without Kevin De Bruyne. People can say what they want about Gabriel Jesus. If you look at his stats, even when he's not playing and he's on the subs bench, how many goals he's scored season on season, he's been a good deputy for Aguero. Listen, Aguero's a legend. You can't just come in and replace a legend, but he's been good. You got Mahrez now, who's solidified the starting spot. He plays a lot. You've got all of these players that can come in. You've got Diaz and Stones now. They're keeping Laporte out of the team. Even their goalkeeper, Zach Steffen, the American boy, he's a really good goalkeeper who has come in for Edison and done really well, Kevin. So I completely agree with you, as does Matty Kay, that we've got to aim high. We've got to have great players to come into various positions. And the likes of Auer and Odegaard and ESR, they have that versatility too. Mm-hmm. Saka, versatile. Pepe can play on both sides, even though we love him on the left side. So, I would try and get him on loan because I'd rather use that money to get a player like Bissouma. But I think if we could do another loan deal and convince Real Madrid, that might be the best route for MO. Yeah.
Look, and he's a sweet player. I think he's a sweet player.
Yeah. Well, he's so smart, like you said, Kev. He's thinking two passes ahead in the isn't he?
Two passes ahead, I'm telling you. Two passes ahead.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I don't know how much money we've made. We're selling Willock. We're selling Maitland-Niles. We're selling Guendouzi. We're selling Torreira.
Kolasinac is gone. Chambers. What can we get for Chambers?
Chambers isn't part of the Lone Rangers, but he's definitely being sold. So is Elneny.
We're talking about raising money now.
Yeah. Yep. So raising money. I want Elneny gone. We could sell him. I think we should sell Chambers. Absolutely. Bellerin, we could get 25 for. What are we talking, 150?
That's between 120 and 150 million, right? Mm-hmm. We can sell some of these boys and get in. But when you get rid of how many, six or seven players, then the way you do the business, you have to be smart.
So tell us what we should do, Kev.
But have you seen the narrative already coming out from Arteta and Edu that they've already got the players six. That they want, six players they want in the list ready. They know who they want. That's why the plan is already set. They know who they want to get. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to say that unless they, trust me, they're not going to say that unless they know we got a chance of getting them.
Yeah. He's been emphatic about the fact that they've had this plan and they've known what they want to do. This isn't news. He's just now given us a number. Mm-hmm. They never, like you said, Kev, read between the lines, right, Arsenal fans? They never said six players. That tells you six positions are up for grabs. Maybe two in the same position, but that's got to be a right back. That's got to be a cover for Tierney. That's got to be a partner for Partey. That's got to be the creative midfielder. Dare I say, we might even be going for a striker. And I'm going to throw in another play that could raise our kitty right now, Kevin. I think you and I could do some good business for the Arsenal this summer. I have a feeling Lacazette might be up for grabs. And if Lacazette is up for grabs, mm-hmm. do we get 25-30 for him?
Between 20 and 30. 35, nah, I don't think we'll get 35 for Laka. He's not been that prolific. No. I think selling Laka and getting somebody younger is going to be very important for us, because you can't have two 30-odd year olds. I think Laka's 30 next birthday, and Aubameyang's, what, 32, 33 mm-hmm. next birthday. You can't have those two older players at the top end of the pitch. You need some youth. You need a young striker in there.
I mean, someone just said that's a lot of selling, but we've got to sell.
But that's
in order
what
to
it bring... needs.
Yes.
That's what it needs.
Yes.
It needs. Yeah. Look, we've got rid of the deadwood, but we haven't cleared the decks yet.
Correct.
And we need to clear the decks and make this squad his.
Yeah, I agree, James. 25-30. He's got 1 year left on his contract. That would be good business. Do I want to sell Lacazette? No. I actually like Laka in this squad. I like what he brings. I like how the young players look up to him. But like we said at the beginning of the show, there is no room for sentiment in football. And you're right, whoever, I can't remember who wrote, but it's a lot of out the door. But they want to bring the six in, and maybe they're looking at promoting a couple of those younger players as well into the first team. We'll see. Everything will unfold this summer, Kevin. I would be listening for offers for Bellerin as well. And I think if PSG want him, or Barcelona don't have 25 million to spend right now. PSG do.
They've got Dest. What do they want Bellerin for?
I know.
And Mingueza has been playing right back. They don't want Bellerin.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just don't see that happening. We are into Sophie time, but it's not going to be too much Sophie time
It's good Sophie time. This is good Sophie time.
Yeah, people really enjoying the in the show. Kev, what three players would you want us to sign, honestly? He never lies, you know. He does always tell
Basuma,
the truth.
Basuma. I want Basuma in that midfield. I would take... Which fit Grealish? I'd love Grealish, but if we can't get Grealish, I'd love Aouar. And I seriously would love Lukaku.
People disrespect Lukaku, because remember we did that show and you and I picked him as a striker to bring in. He gives us that second option. And seeing as Tierney loves to cross the ball in the box, he really does give us the aerial.
He gives us a presence.
He can be a bully. Can bully teams, yeah. Scare them a little bit.
Quick,
you know,
bully teams, bully centre halves.
Yeah.
Come on, Newman. They asked me who I would sign. Right, but no chance to get Lukaku. Don't need to tell me that. I know it's a long shot, but if you ask me who I would sign, they're the players I would sign.
Yeah. We're going to do that at the end of the season. We're going to wait. We're going to let the dust settle. We're going to see where we finish in the league, what happens in Europa League, you guys. And then we'll do a show where we get to give you some money to spend. And we and the squaddies, Kev, will kind of, you know,
we'll
do our director
it.
Of football
we'll
bit. Get, we've
we'll
pretty
spend
much spent
it
tonight.
We'll spend it. We'll spend it with the squaddies. Let's see what they do.
Oh, I love it. Brilliant stuff. What, 75 million? You think Lukaku's 75 million in this market?
I tell you what, if he was 75 million, then we could afford it. I'll get him.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
75? I don't know. Hey, Bearded Gunnar Tanner, how's it going, mate? Thanks for joining us. Good to see you in the chat. We appreciate you and we appreciate everyone. You guys rocked it tonight. Brilliant comments again. Fantastic dialogue. Absolutely love it. We've got our fan forum tomorrow, you guys. That's your show where you get to ask us anything, remember, football related or not. That's my mum calling. Mm-hmm. So that we're doing that. If you missed Kevin Says this week, it's up on the YouTube channel. Really good show with three great, great questions for you. We have John Hawks, the first American to ever play in England and Division One, played for Sheffield Wednesday, scored a screamer against us. Kev's played against him a lot. So we're going inside the dressing room on Tuesday night with John Hawks. That's going to be a really good one. We've got, let's see, we've got the post-game show next week, post Olympiacos. So look out for that. And another guest that we're scheduling, who I've been wanting to chat to for a while now, we're going to have Hugh Wizzy on the show next week as well, which will be really interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. Just giving you guys a heads up of what's coming next week. If you want to be on the show tomorrow night with me, Super Kev, and PG, send us an email, thehighbury squad@gmail.com, thehighbury squad@gmail.com. Right. Thank you very much. Me and Kev, we love to be fashionistas here on this show too. Kev, we're going to give away a ticket for this. There's no more tickets to buy, apparently, but go and check just in case. One of our listeners did say that it looks like all the tickets are gone. Hot ticket for Kieran Tierney. I think we're going to get another Kieran Tierney piece in the next few weeks, Kev. You want to be like Jags.
Man. Look at him, he's man. So he's stoked. Loving it. He's loving it, man.
He sent me an email as well earlier. He's so stoked. It's like we've made his year for sure, Kev. Fantastic. Right, here's the question for your free ticket, okay? The first email I get, and I literally do it by the time, okay? The answer's got to be correct, of course. But the first person to email me at thehighburysquad@gmail.com, seeing as Kev covered the Everton game tonight, and I always like to make it a Super Kev question, how many goals did Super Kevin Campbell score for the Toffees? How many goals? Did Super Kevin Campbell score for the Toffees? Get your email in right now, thehighburysquad@gmail.com, and you can find yourself as cool as Jags.
Jags, man.
Jags. Look at, what Jags, a cool, man. Cool name as well. Jags. I love it.
Jags.
Right, Kev, we return tomorrow. We love our fan forum. Get your questions ready, you guys. You get to ask us anything you want. Galinichta, Earl. I love the Greek. Well done. I know I do need a haircut. It's COVID, right? So I'm planning on doing that. I'm going to get a nice haircut. Might do it shaved again. We'll see.
Hey, Sophie, yes. I've got something to report.
Yes.
You remember earlier on in the season, we could have lost 5 home games on the spin. And we drew against, I think it was Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool have just lost against Chelsea. 1-0.
Wow. So Newman just wrote Klopp heading for another defeat.
No, they've lost this full time.
So Spurs are only a point behind them now, aren't they? And that is insane. That is absolute. What has happened there? You can't tell me that's just because of their injuries, Kevin. Every team has injuries. I know their injuries have been significant. But
no, but you got to remember, Sophie, what you got to remember is when you play football and you're winning, you feel invincible. But there's only one invincible. That's the Arsenal.
You know, this is...
Once you start tasting defeat, Sophie...
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
The confidence starts, you start thinking differently, etc. And now that seeped in, you're losing your best players at the back.
Yep. It's true. Losing is as infectious as winning.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is.
And they've played a lot of football. They've been brilliant. You know, they really did. Kind of get overlauded maybe in the Premier League that they were going to go on this run and win. And it just shows you how hard it is to win the Premier League year after year after year, year after year. And this comparison between like, was that City team or is this City team better than the Arsenal team if they get 100 points and were Liverpool better than the Arsenal? Going invincible, only one team has done it. Team has done it.
Talk to me then.
Thank you.
Talk to me then.
Thank you very much.
I'm not even entertained, but I'll tell you one thing I will say, Sophie. For all the Arsenal fans that are listening or are going to listen after this, do you remember what it felt like when the team would cross the white line and blow teams away left, right and centre? That confidence you had, it feels a lot different to how it feels now, doesn't it, Sophie?
It really does.
Right?
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Where you're going into games and you're like, I don't even know what team's going to turn up.
The confidence is gone.
Yeah, but that's us feeling the confidence leave us. Now that's happened to Liverpool after a couple of unbelievable years, Champions League, and then the league, and then now it's hard to keep going.
You know what, Kev? I said, and we had this discussion, this is why changing a manager sometimes is a good move. Tuchel has been brilliant since he's taken over at Chelsea in the Premier League. He's done great. He's got this team ticking. He's got them believing. They understand. He's much more obviously tactically astute than Lampard ever was. He's made lemonade out of potential lemons that cost the club a lot of money. Great, good players that were playing poorly somehow under the previous manager.
Well, look, he's got all the talent there. He's got all the talent there. Right? Let's have it right. It's not as if he's coming into Arsenal where we're all over the place.
Yes, exactly.
All the totally talent's there. Yeah. You know, 200 million's been spent on added to that squad. You know, if you're a manager of note, and this is why I'm saying the problem for Arsenal fans who want Arteta out is you ain't going to get a top manager because they haven't got the money to invest in the team that they like they want.
Yes. But look, I get it, you guys. He's done a good job, though. I hear what you're saying to me and stuff. But Kev's right. I hear you, Kev. He's got good players there. I mean, Kai Havertz really hasn't fit. Kai Havertz got COVID. He's not been the same. Let's not underestimate what that shit cost
you. Knocked him out, man. It's knocked him out.
Happened to Gabriel as well. I mean, it's serious stuff. So, and I agree. I don't know who just wrote in. Look, now we seriously are going into Sophie time, but it's Kevin time because he bought Liverpool up because they lost.
Sophie, it's not my time. It's your time. Always Sophie time.
I think there might be something to this, Kevin. About Klopp leaving in the summer. No?
I can't see it. I can't see it. Well, when you consider, look at the players he's going to get back at the back. Because whatever anybody says, people think Liverpool are built on their front three. They are not. They are built on that defence.
Initially, they were built on that front three until Alisson and Virgil van Dijk
came
in.
You have to bring them in. Remember, you have to bring them in. Liverpool are built on defence. People are mistaken thinking it's that front three. No, because people can't break through at the other end and then eventually they wear you down.
They've definitely had some issues. Look, again, losing your mum isn't easy. Klopp lost his mum. Alisson lost his dad recently. He's come back into the team tonight.
So sad.
These are life situations that you just don't... And Klopp, I mean, he's human, right? I think you could see his attitude. I mean, his attitude was different, his vibe, his energy. I mean, he lost his mum. You know, these aren't easy things. So, yeah. And generally, he's always spot on, you guys. So, let's see. It's 1:12 a.m. in Kenya. Oh,
yes,
lovely.
Kenya. Nice Billy. Yes.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Nice one. And you know what? The best Arsenal teams were built on defence as well.
And this is how Arteta has been
trying to rebuild from the back. Because if you're not conceding goals, you always got a chance to win.
Yes. Yeah. And Richard, this is the rumour that's going around that he's going to take over from Yogi Love. And listen, Gerrard is going to be the heir apparent there. There's no doubt that is happening.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'd like a run in the Champions League with Rangers to get it under his belt, Kev.
Well, he's going to get that next season.
Yeah.
And then he win the league this season. They've already won it virtually.
Oh, yeah.
Need 4 points. And then go take him into the Champions League next season and then see.
It would be a huge choke if they did not win that league somehow. 4 points.
They've won it already. It's done.
Yeah, definitely. Well, look, another brilliant show, you guys. Join us for the Fan Forum tomorrow night. We look forward to seeing you then. Brilliant stuff from Super Kevin Campbell tonight.
Boom. Oh.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, Kev, tell the kids, squaddies.
Squaddies and everyone, it's Dickie Bow Thursday. And you know what? We love the Arsenal. Come on, you gunners.